It's a gloomy Tuesday in the castle of Colossae. A big battle is raging. Come on in, children. It's starting to rain. Why are we playing battle in here? Colossae has never been attacked. Because it's a castle. Are all castles like this? There are many big castles that are like small cities within big walls. They have everything people need. Kitchens, bathrooms, large halls for feasts, even dungeons for prisoners. Some castles have secret tunnels and bridges that can be raised to keep intruders away. This one has a bridge that leads to the door and goes up and down. It has a fireplace in every room and a very narrow staircase. My dress won't fit. And thick stone walls with small windows. But what a beautiful view we see from these windows, perfect for sitting and relaxing. But at the top is the most impressive view. From the battlements that look like little windows for archers, you can see everything from above, and you can see far away too. And a dark basement, dungeon. I'm afraid to go down there. How about you? And what a huge yard, perfect for playing. Hopefully the rain will stop soon so we can get back outside. Are there many castles here in Cyprus? Yes, a lot, even on the sea. Why do people build castles? Knights and kings need safe places to live. There are many battles and castles protect them from enemies. The thick stone walls, high towers and deep moats make it very difficult for enemies to invade. And who lives in them? Kings, queens, knights and nobles live in castles with their families and servants. Knights are trained to fight and protect the land, while servants cook, clean and look after the horses. There were also jesters who were entertainers who wore hats with bells and colourful clothes. And what are they doing here in Colossae? Here, the commander oversees the production of our unique wine. My dad says it's delicious, the best. That's why it's called Commandaria. I predict that people will continue to enjoy it in the future and they won't even change the name. It will be the wine with the oldest preserved name. Come on, guys, the rain has stopped. Let's go back outside and play again. It is very imposing, though, the castle of Colossae. Can you imagine what it would look like if it was made of marshmallows? It would be colourful, soft and delicious. It would smell like a candy store. We would eat whatever we desired and new delicacies would grow in their place. I imagine a castle made of ice and crystals. It would shine from far away and no matter how hot it was, it would never melt, nor would it break easily. And if enemies came, we would fight them with powerful ice grenades. I imagine a castle made of precious stones, and so it would shine but with a colourful glow. At night they would glow under the moonlight. The door would be diamond-shaped and impenetrable. It would be the richest castle in the world. I'm imagining a chocolate castle. It would have white, dark and milk chocolate. Wow, you've whetted our appetite. The cook would make hot chocolate, ice cream, chocolate pies, cakes. And when the enemies attack, we'll throw hot chocolate from the war chests and they'll turn into chocolate statues. I imagine a castle made of wooden blocks joined together. It would have different colours and we could set it up and put it back up as and when we want. And whatever we want and whatever we set up would become real. And we would fill the moat with them upside down for the enemies to step on. My mum says there is no more painful thing. Now knights and kings live in it for safety. I wonder in 1,000 years how it will be used. They may still use it to protect themselves from enemies. I think it's going to be a museum so that people of the future can see how we live today. Or maybe they'll give it up completely and it will be a wreck. I don't believe that. It's too beautiful to be abandoned. It could be a park with a playground for people to meet and chat and for children to play, the way we are playing now. Look, what a beautiful rainbow. Let's put on some music and dance.